London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.
I love the opening track, Red Desert. That's big and cool and really, like, what a way to... You had to put that as the first track on the album, I think, if that song exists. Surely you go, oh, this is the opener, boys.
Yeah, we thought so. The top or the end. We couldn't really work it out.
Yeah.
But we love that song. And there's a couple things we're trying to get across in that song. I mean, obviously, it was actually the first song we wrote for Calm.
Cool.
And it's always the way, and we kept going back to it. And it was a confronting song because stylistically it's very, very different to everything else. But I love the way we sound as a vocal group on it. And it's a place I've always wanted to get to with us because we record all those vocals live together. Which is a rare thing these days. I mean, I'm not saying we're the only ones that do it, but...
Explain for people listening what that means, recording vocals live together.
Yeah, so like in the chorus of Red Desert, when this album is out, you'll hear the intro of the song and the chorus is obviously layered with big harmonies. And you might be familiar with bands like Queen that will do it in like Bohemian Rhapsody or something. And they do those harmonies live together in the studio layer by layer. It's not tuned and it's not... It's all live, and it's just layered on top of each other. And that's a skill that I think this band has, and it's one of my favorite values that this band has, that we can record our vocals like that as a group.
So good.
Yeah. But that song's epic. It's about spiritual.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
What is it about? Keep going. Tell me.
Well, it's about spiritual enlightenment. We've never written about that. We've never written about having a muse. We've never written about chasing the creative trail that we're all on. We've never written about leaving all your... self-conscious kind of doubts behind and evolving as a human and becoming bigger than you thought you could ever be and proud of yourself and owning what you are.
Amen.
That's what that song's about. And we're the only ones that wrote on it as well. And
really?
I think that's for a pop group. I mean, we're also trying to make a statement like that. Mm. We write so much of our music, but other people are always credited for what our songs are because they're, you know, incredible songwriters and big names. But
incredible songwriters and big names wouldn't work with dickheads who didn't
know
what they wanted to say you know what I mean?
But we definitely felt proud of this one for writing it as just us.
You should.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Ash London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.